Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. As pro-Palestinian demonstrators at Columbia University vow to keep up their fight, the NYPD clears another encampment at Fordham. That was over near Lincoln Center. Let's go to our Glenn Shuck.
Where a couple of NYPD officers are now standing guard here in front of Fordham. The protesters had set up tents inside yesterday, inside the student center area there, and then Fordham decided they needed some help and called the NYPD, and they came on in.
This is the New York City Police Department. You have been warned, as per Fordham University, to leave the campus. If you refuse to leave, you may be placed under arrest.
And those arrests were made, we're being told, Susan, of at least 15 of them. This sophomore later saying, despite the arrest, they're going to still have their voices heard in the weeks ahead.
This is kind of the outburst of all of that coming together and all the students, like, telling the administration, which has kind of been ignoring us, that we're here, and it's not going to be convenient to just ignore
us. Let's talk about Columbia uptown. Again, of course, we know the encampments were cleared out Tuesday, but another large demonstration outside the gates of the campus last night. Protesters from City College taking part in that as well. So the NYPD continuing to have their hands full as they monitor all of these campuses. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Midtown.
Mayor Adams defending the NYPD and blaming outsiders who he warns could be radicalizing young people.
At their request and their acknowledgement that outside agitators were on their grounds training and really co-opting this movement.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says about 170 of the 280 people arrested at Columbia and City College have received summonses. He says the remaining 100 or so cases will be making their way through the court system, with the earliest arraignments yesterday and today. Several pro-Palestinian demonstrators arrested at the Stony Brook University campus last night. That was after they were warned that they could be cuffed if they didn't leave the Stoller steps by 11 p.m. Several Jewish groups, including End Jew Hatred and Take Back NYC, are calling on the New York City Council to take specific action against anti-Jewish protesting. The Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany has launched a new digital campaign that features Holocaust survivors reading Holocaust denial posts from across social media. It's to highlight how this can not only rewrite history, but also promote new violence. Claims Conference President Gideon Taylor.
The goal here is to try to get a message out to a generation that consumes social media about where hate can lead. That it starts not with concentration camps and ghettos, but starts with words.
In Washington, the House has passed the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. That bipartisan bill expands the definition of anti-Semitism to include Israel's existence as a racist endeavor. If signed into law, the Education Department would be required to consider that when assigning funding to schools. Critics, including New York Congressman Jerry Nadler, say it could stifle free speech. No word if Chuck Schumer will bring it to a vote in the Senate. The man dubbed the worst landlord in New York City now charged in a criminal indictment.
Daniel Ohev Shalom is accused of harassing his rent-regulated tenants. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says he wanted the tenants to leave so he could sell his buildings for a profit. Bragg says Ohev Shalom allowed the buildings to fall into disrepair and absolutely refused to fix them.
An extensive leaks that caused structural damage leading to the collapse of multiple ceilings, including one on top of a toddler in his very own bedroom.
The buildings are located on East 14th Street, 46th and 177th Streets in Manhattan. Anyone with tips or complaints about an unsafe building should call his hotline at 212-335-3300. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at the DA's office.
The latest lawsuit against congestion pricing, that is coming from the town of Hempstead, which is now the first municipality on Long Island to launch a legal challenge to the Midtown tolling plan. In response, the MTA called it a pro-traffic lawsuit and said they would respond in court where, quote, a 4,000-page environmental assessment will make the case that congestion relief delivers less traffic, safer streets, cleaner air, and more investment in the mass transit most people use. Separately, some small business owners say the whole thing will kill their businesses because it will increase the everyday costs of goods and services for all New Yorkers, whether or not they ride mass transit. Susan Lee runs New Yorkers Against Congestion Pricing Tax.
I think that, you know, the MTA is arrogant to go ahead with this pricing scheme announcement for June 30th. They're arrogant to continue installing these congestion pricing tolls.
Well, they will be joined today by Councilman Robert Holden at 11 a.m. outside 16 Mott Street in Manhattan. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker among the Democrats on the Hill reintroducing a bill that would legalize marijuana on the federal level.
We're putting out a comprehensive bill that would address the ongoing cancerous injustices that are going on with the war on drugs. Of the millions of people that are yearning to have justice, to put justice in their justice system and end their financial nightmares.
Well, the move comes just one day after the Justice Department recommended easing restrictions on pot and downgrading it to a lower classification on the controlled substances list. More than 250 of New York's bravest called to fight a blaze that ultimately rose to 8 alarms last night in Bushwick. Assistant Fire Chief Tom Correo.
The main fire starting in the supermarket quickly went to the left into the two adjoining frame occupancies, as well as down Cooper Street into three other frame occupancies. It quickly spread second, third, fourth alarm.
Seven people were hurt. So far, no word on the cause. The Red Cross says it's assisting 55 people and three pets who lived in surrounding buildings. In Old Bridge, a fatal fire following an explosion at the Superior Signal Company on Greystone Road. A 73-year-old woman was killed, four others injured. The Jonas Salk Middle School, which is nearby, was told to shelter in place until the situation was brought under control. Robert De Niro proving just how good an actor he is. Turns out this is not De Niro shouting at pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Nope. That's 100% scripted dialogue. De Niro rehearsing a scene from Zero Day, a new series on Netflix. Yeah. Come on. They were filming here in the city on April 27th. And that was De Niro's character confronting a group of people who were all paid background actors. The rehearsal ended up being videotaped by an onlooker. It was reposted online by several pro-Israel accounts. In Zero Day, De Niro actually plays a former U.S. president who comes out of retirement to lead a commission investigating a cyber attack. Sounds good. It co-stars, among other big names, Angela Bassett. So we know that this song works, right? Staying alive, staying alive. The Bee Gees' Staying Alive, long known to be one of the tunes you might want to sing in your head while giving someone CPR. That's because it's got the exact tempo for hands-on CPR, 110 beats per minute. So, what new song works as well?
Left your typewriter at my apartment, straight from the Tortured Poets Department.
Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department, the American Heart Association, has added it to their Don't Drop the Beat playlist. That, by the way, is an actual playlist on Spotify that also includes and this. The Macarena. 1010 Win Sports. It was a good night for the Yanks, but a frustrating one for the Mets.
Yeah, Susan, the Yanks won in Baltimore 2-0 as Luis Gil and three relievers combined on a three-hitter, while Oswaldo Cabrera hit a two-run homer. So that one pretty simple to recap, but at Citi Field, it was anything but.
Swinging a high fly ball, slicing towards the left field line, moving over, Happy makes the catch. Here comes Alonso. Here comes the throw. It's cut off, the relay throw, out at the plate! And the Cubs win for now.
Howie Rose on WCBS alluding to a replay challenge that Alonso should have been safe because the Chicago catcher blocked the plate without the ball. But replay review upheld the call, and that set off manager Carlos Mendoza.
The rule says you cannot stand a whole plate without the baseball.
I'm not arguing with you, Carlos, but I'm saying I...
Mets lost the game 1-0. Mark and A, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
A new study finds being angry for just 8 minutes could increase your risk for heart attack or stroke. Researchers at Columbia, Yale, and St. John's followed 280 healthy adults, breaking them off into groups and having them recall events that made them feel angry, sad, or anxious. A control group just counted out loud from 1 to 100, also for 8 minutes. After they checked everyone's blood flow and pressure, the angry group, it turns out, experienced a notable inability in their blood vessels to dilate compared to the three other groups. Researchers say an inflammatory response to anger is likely the cause. You could read more in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.